Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is coming to the defense of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who reports say tried to create a back-channel communications link with Russia.
President Trump affirming support for Kushner, telling the New York Times, Jared is doing a great job for the country. I have total confidence in him. Kushner cutting his foreign trip short amid the crisis. A source telling CNN he did not want to be beside the president when the story broke, contradicting White House accounts that his early departure was planned.
Correspondent Athena Jones. People from all over the world today are visiting Arlington National Cemetery to pay their respects to our nation's fallen heroes.
Visitors at Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day include everyone from
children whose parents may have perished in one of the more recent conflicts,
to
widows in their 90s who come faithfully every Memorial Day.
Cemetery spokesperson Barbara Lewandrowski says the best part of coming to Arlington on Memorial Day is hearing people tell the stories of the loved ones laid to rest there.
Everybody's history is part of our American history.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you're not spending this Memorial Day at the beach or a barbecue, you can go to the National Memorial Day Parade downtown.
The parade, now in its 13th year, will focus on the 100th anniversary of America's entry into World War I, the 75th anniversary of World War II, and the 50th anniversary of Vietnam. Parade spokesman Tim Holbert says if you're planning on coming down,
the National Memorial Day Parade will run from 7th Street to 17th Street, all along Constitution Avenue, starting at the National Archives, just ending right past where the World War II Memorial is.
Daughtry and Pfeiffer Fighting will be among this year's performers. The parade steps off at 2. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine's youngest son is now facing charges in Minnesota in connection with the disruption of a pro-Trump rally in March. Prosecutors have filed 3 misdemeanor counts against Linwood Kaine, who lives in Minneapolis. Prosecutors say he took part in what they call a chaotic and unlawful disruption of a March 4th rally by Trump supporters. 7 other people also charged. Virginia may expand its DNA database of convicted criminals by widening its scope to include more misdemeanors. The ACLU, however, is already preparing to fight the proposed change by the Virginia State Crime Commission. Among those in favor of studying the idea of an expanded DNA database are the parents of UVA student Hannah Graham. John and Susan Graham believe that she would not have been murdered had her killer's DNA been taken after a misdemeanor trespassing conviction in 2010. Imprisoned former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is facing yet another sexual assault lawsuit.
An Illinois man accuses Dennis Hastert of sexual abuse when he was a fourth grader. At least the 5th such allegation against the former House Speaker, who will soon be released from prison in a hush money case. The Chicago Tribune reports a lawsuit was filed in suburban Chicago court accusing Hastert of sexual assault in a bathroom stall in the 1970s in Yorkville, Illinois, where Hastert was a teacher and wrestling coach. The 75-year-old Hastert has nearly completed a 15-month sentence for breaking banking laws and trying to pay $3.5 million in hush money to one victim. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 21,080, the NASDAQ at 6,210. Sports, the Padres beat the Nats to avoid the sweep. The O's lose to Houston. The Maryland women win the NCAA lacrosse championship. And Takuma Sato becomes the first Japanese winner of the Indy 500. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Alagala at Sauna Spine recognize recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, taking a look at 395. Keep in mind, because it is a holiday, HOV lanes in both directions between 95 and the 14th Street Bridge, they have been lifted. Now, 95 southbound at 644, we're still dealing with an accident. Police have it over to the shoulder, but they're still there, so be careful. As for the inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway, the outer loop between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 12-minute commute, not too bad. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, more like 809. And the George Washington Parkway headed southbound from Spout Run Parkway to the 14th Street Bridge, about a 5-6-minute trip. You're just tapping the brakes here. And keep in mind, track work has the Orange Line shut down between New Carrollton and Stadium Armory Station. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84, 64 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 61 in Beltsville, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Decoding Donald Trump's awkward visit with Angela Merkel. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Always a pleasure to be on WMAL on this Memorial Day weekend. Always on the minds of Americans is the war on terror. Now, one of the things that John Kerry said earlier this weekend is he was talking about how we need to make sure that the terrorists have jobs to prevent terror attacks. Here's what John Kerry had to say. Cut 18.
Look at the budget that...
Okay, and very good. So basically what John Kerry said is that we do have a situation, obviously, with radical Islamic terrorism, the former Secretary of State saying that we need to just provide these terrorists with jobs. And also, as I was mentioning earlier, I got to tell you, John Kelly came out with something that was rather scary as far as a quote goes. He was on Fox News and he said, basically, if Americans knew what he knows about terrorism, they would never leave their house. Now, I want to welcome on in Robert Caltabiano. And Robert, appreciate you being here on WMAL. You're a national security expert with more than 28 years of providing strategic and tactical leadership. And so, of course, we have all kind of events, Robert, around America today. Certainly here in Washington, D.C., we've got one of, if not the biggest parades in the country. It is the National Memorial Day Parade that happens later today at 2 o'clock. Robert, let's talk a little bit about soft targets. We just had the situation, the attack in Manchester, England, at the Ariana Grande concert. Talk to us a little bit about the challenges of providing safety for thousands of people in an area like the Memorial Day Parade that we're going to have later on today.
I think every day is just a challenge. You know, you talk about soft targets. One of the things I want everybody to understand is if you look out in Manchester, the security did work in one aspect. The loser, as the president calls them, did not get inside the facility. It happened on the outside in the vestibule, in the area where people were coming and going. So there is a blockages of certain things that happened that actually worked. The unfortunate thing is what we're seeing is if you take a look at what happened in Miami with that individual that got the gun and shot the people, what had happened in train stations before, that's what we're looking at, soft targets. And that makes it very, very difficult for security to really expand its bubble, because think about this, Dan. How much more can we push it out? You keep pushing and pushing. So with regards to today and our wonderful Memorial Day, I think we just have to be more aware of our surroundings. If something really doesn't look right, you have to do something about it, because the police can't be every place, every minute.
Well, I know that, Robert, one of the things that has been leading the news in the last couple of days are these terror threats in Las Vegas, Nevada. So part of my question to you would be, as somebody who watches this kind of thing every day, is when ISIS comes out with these kinds of videos and they threaten a place like Las Vegas, and they're very specific, have we found, historically speaking, that when ISIS is that specific as far as the threat goes, do they typically carry out a threat against that particular target? Or what are they trying to do, what I thought they may be trying to do, is force the investigators and force the authorities to maybe focus on Las Vegas while they're plotting an attack over here in some other city?
I think what ISIS does, and a lot of terrorists, because the word terror, they're trying to instill that in you, is even though they can say they're specific on something, we have to really look at not so much the credibility, but their way of carrying it out. And I go back to Manchester, where this thug, we're not too sure yet whether he had permanent contact with ISIS, but then again, he doesn't need to. They don't need to. Because everything is on the internet today, people can just be self-radicalized, which most of them are, and then decide just to go wreak havoc someplace. So with something like Las Vegas, even though they're specific, I think Vegas is doing a great job because of what has happened in the past there and doing the best that they can. Now, what that means is that, you know, to be honest, you cannot stop everything at every moment just because of the beef up security. Because of the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have. And so, again, it goes back to, I think that we as individuals have to also take security into our own lives and to really get involved into our day-to-day living. If something, you know, let's say in D.C., you know, we live it all the time there. If something isn't right, you know it's not right. What are you going to do about it? And you know, the police in Vegas, you know, they've cordoned off the streets. They put up blocks on the roads so nobody can drive up on the sidewalks. The individual casinos have beefed up their security, but they have very tightened security to begin with. But will it stop somebody from walking in and detonating a device? Probably not.
Oh, Robert, Caltabiano joins us, national security expert, talking about the various threats on this Memorial Day weekend. I know that there are specifically a couple of different kinds of threats. We, of course, know what's been happening in places like Germany and France, where somebody will be able to get their hands on a big truck and run over a bunch of people. We, of course, know about bombs strapped onto suicide bombers. We know that there is folks that can just very basically get a gun and start shooting into a crowd of people. What are some of the other worries as far as terror attacks go? I think those are the big three as far as soft targets go. What am I missing?
You know, what I'm worried about is malaise with our country, because we haven't seen the attacks like Europe. And a lot of it goes back to what has happened in Europe is the immigration status of things. You know, we have two Europes again, in my opinion. One is the Eastern Europe and one is Western. And if you notice in Western Europe, this is where we've seen the majority of the attacks. In Eastern Europe, you have not seen the attacks. And so if you go back to Poland, and I'll use this as an example, Poland of 15 years ago, if you went back 15 years ago and looked at Poland, in many, many ways, it has not changed. You know, their immigration process is much more stringent than, let's say, France or the UK. You don't see the terrorist attacks. You don't see what is going on there as you do in what we just saw in Manchester. Fast forward that to what's going on into the United States. We see what happened in Minnesota, in the mall up there with a Somali refugee, in San Bernardino, right, in Orlando, in Ohio. different places like that. Many of the people were born naturalized here. But the assimilation process, what we have to be aware of and awaken to is that the assimilation process, you should be, we should all be one, Americans. When we don't see that, it's when you see the people where we're worried about the self-radicalization. And that's where we're seeing the terrorist activity spiking up. So again, I go back to your listeners. If something doesn't look right, what are you going to do about it? Because just imagine for a minute, Dan, if somebody would have actually followed through out in San Bernardino when they saw all these weapons and something going on in this apartment that didn't look right, but they were afraid to say something because then they were afraid that they were going to be singled out as Islamophobic.
Robert Caltabiano, thank you very much for your insight. I got to tell you, some very scary times. You have a very respectful and reflective Memorial Day weekend, and I appreciate your analysis. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. How about some traffic? We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's check in with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, we can do that. 95 southbound at 644 in Virginia. We still have an accident with police on the scene, albeit on the shoulder. 395's HOV lanes in both directions between 95 and the 14th Street Bridge. Because it is a holiday, those restrictions have been lifted. And by the way, today at 2 p.m., we're dealing with the Memorial Day parade in the district, and we have to deal with a lot of road closures. They begin early on. For example, 7th Street and Constitution Avenue will be shut down very early, so just be aware of that. As for the Beltway's inner loop and outer loop, moving along pretty good. The inner loop between 50 and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 10-minute trip, a 13-minute trip of the outer loop from 95 to 270 Spur, 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, a 20-minute commute, 66 westbound from the Prince William Parkway to Gainesville. It's about a 9 or 10-minute commute. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84, 64 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 62 degrees in our nation's capital.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis, it is Mornings on the Mall on this Memorial Day weekend. So much to talk about and so little time. One of the main things that we always need to keep in mind, of course, and we just got done speaking with Robert Caltabiano, national security expert, talking about if you see something, say something. And certainly that is true today as we have thousands of people heading out to the National Memorial Day Parade today, later today at 2 o'clock. And that is that if you see something, say something. I know that that is something that is rather, it's almost like becoming a phrase that people don't necessarily pay attention to, in the sense that we know that we hear that phrase all the time. The big question is, do people, do you actually say something when you see something? Now, I have. I'm going to tell you a little story about myself. I was in a coffee shop. It was about 6 months ago, and it was a crowded coffee shop. I'm not going to tell you which one, but it was rather crowded. And I'm sitting there at this coffee shop, and a guy gets up, and he leaves. And he leaves what looked to me anyway like a bowling bag kind of a thing, and a bowling ball bag underneath a booth. And he got up and he left, and I didn't really pay much attention to it until about 2 or 3 minutes later, and I thought, wait a minute, my God. Why would somebody just simply get up and walk away and leave, again, what looked like a bowling ball bag underneath the table? And so I went and I told the folks that were working at the particular coffee shop. And as they were getting ready to try and go into whatever emergency mode they go into, the guy came back in and picked up the bag and walked away. But I'll never forget that I almost felt, and not almost, I did feel a little embarrassed by the fact that I was getting up, and this is what the guy mentioned just before we went into the commercial break, I felt a little embarrassed with the fact that I was actually getting up and saying, hey, I'm scared. I'm worried because some guy just left a bag underneath the table in a crowded coffee shop. And no, I didn't look, and I didn't even remember if the guy, quote-unquote, looked like a terrorist. That wasn't even on my mind, because I didn't really look at his face. I just noticed that he got up, and he walked out, and he left the bag there. But I did feel a little bit of embarrassment. And so when the guy came back, and he grabbed the bag, and then he left, I looked at the folks that were behind the counter, and I said, I'm sorry about that. I just, you know, you hear about terrorism and all these other things, and I was really worried. What they said to me was fascinating. What they said to me was, don't be embarrassed. You absolutely did the right thing. And the reason they said that you did the right thing is because we practice for this all the time. We have policies in place, and we always have to assume that it is some sort of a threat. It could be something that is designed to harm us, because we have to assume that, because we need to deal with it if it's a possible threat, if there could have been a bomb inside that bag or whatever it is. And so when we talk about if you see something, say something, that absolutely applies, and certainly on a day like today when there are events not only here in Washington, D.C., but everywhere across America. And as I mentioned, Las Vegas has been certainly in the news because there was a very specific threat. But again, it's not only Las Vegas. And I thought that Robert Caltabiano had a very good point when he said, because I mentioned all these different soft targets, right? I talked about how you get these terrorists that are getting a hold of trucks and they're running over people, and you've got the guys that will get guns and start shooting into a crowd and all these other things that they do. Suicide bombers certainly as well, as we saw in Manchester, England. But one of the things that he said, which I thought was really fascinating, is he thinks that one of the biggest threats to America today is malaise, is Americans, if they see something, they don't say something, or not necessarily paying attention. He said that is a big threat, because if there are threats here in America, we as Americans have the opportunity to protect ourselves, and certainly we have the Second Amendment. But what we also can do is just keep our eyes open, and that's what we need to do. And there's a poll out, and I talked about this in the first hour here on Mornings on the Mall, this poll that showed that Americans are more worried about our safety than what is going on inside the Beltway with all of the politics that's been going on. We'll delve into that poll and a whole lot more. My name is Dan Mandis, right here on Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Are you a frequent international business traveler who suffers from frequent jet lag?
you may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3551. That's 877-353-3551. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
7:25, mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, say good morning to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In the district, Pennsylvania Avenue westbound between 26th Street and M, we have some ongoing bridge repair. All lanes are blocked. We have posted detours. Westbound traffic will be detoured onto 26th, northwest to M. Eastbound lanes are open. Expect delays. And this report is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. As for 95 in Virginia southbound at Route 644, we still have an accident. It's on the shoulder, the beltways, inner loop, and outer loop moving along quite well, I'm happy to say. The Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the airport, an 18-minute trip, much the same time. Going the other way, eastbound from the airport to 66, 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, a 23-minute trip. And an Olney Jeremy's Run beginning in just moments at 7:30. It's a 5K, and the following roads are affected until about 11:30 or so. Spartan Road, Olney Sandy Spring Road, Old Baltimore Road, Goldmine Road, Carter Mill Road, Berkeley Court, and Quarryman Road. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 1-800-430-4149. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Memorial Day. Sunshine will mix in through the afternoon. A stray shower or storm possible this afternoon, high 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandis right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Yeah, this poll, Americans are more worried about safety and health and their bills than President Donald Trump. So why is it then, is there such a focus on all of this inside the Beltway politics? Listen, I'm with you. If there was some sort of collusion between President Trump and the Russians, then by all means, let's have at it. Let's find out the truth, and then let's all move on one way or another. But the truth of the matter is that, at least according to this new poll, we are far more concerned about the war on terror, keeping our families safe, and keeping our bills paid, which is a big problem here in America. So we're going to delve a little bit more into this poll coming up. Also, Rick Santorum has some advice for President Trump, and that advice is stop tweeting. Going to talk about that story and a whole lot more. My name is Dan Mandis right here on Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Goldman Sachs calls it the new gasoline. MIT and Forbes call it the Holy Grail. This year, it was announced OBL will become the fuel of the International Space Station. OBL is also in the early stages of being integrated into the U.S. electrical grid. The average automobile will be able to drive coast to coast seven times with one fueling. Call 800-642-9454 now to get a seat in a free webinar that can show you how to capitalize on this opportunity. Or visit OBLSuperfuel.com. 800-642-9454.
Brought to you by Money Map Press.
Memorial Day weekend. My name is Dan Mandis, right here on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Coming up next, the Democrats look to veterans to take back the House of Representatives. That story and a whole lot more straight ahead.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Some Democrats are now calling for revoking Jared Kushner's security clearance in light of reports that he tried to set up a secret back-channel communications with Russia after the election, but before Donald Trump's inauguration.
President Trump affirming support for Kushner, telling the New York Times, Jared is doing a great job for the country. I have total confidence in him. And Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly playing defense on the Sunday talk shows.
I don't see any big issue here.
Any line of communication to a country, particularly a country like Russia, is a good thing.
Officials telling CNN the White House is considering creating a war room to manage fallout.
Correspondent Athena Jones. There's been another North Korean missile test. The Trump administration has been hoping that China would use its leverage to slow or stop the North Korean nuclear push, but that may not be happening yet.
We've just got a response. To this latest missile test from the Chinese government, they're using very standard language on this particular test, saying that they oppose any moves by North Korea that break UN sanctions such as this, and that they want all sides to get together and discuss, negotiate to try and ease the tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Correspondent David McKenzie. Thousands of people from all over the world will be at Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day to pay their respects to our nation's fallen heroes. Barbara Lou Androsky is a cemetery spokesperson.
You see young and old. You see children whose parents may have perished in one of the more recent conflicts. You see widows in their 90s who come faithfully every Memorial Day or sometimes even every Saturday to talk about the stories of each and every person.
And in a few hours, President Trump will lay a wreath today at Arlington National Cemetery. Checking your money, the markets are closed today for the holiday. The Dow opens tomorrow at 21,080, the NASDAQ at 6210. Sports, the Nats lose, the O's lose. Maryland wins the NCAA women's lacrosse title. Bernard Langer wins the senior PGA championship at Trump National. And Takuma Sato wins the Indy 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it's time to buy new appliances, most people are laser-focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big box or department store, where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray & Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Then don't go anywhere but Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier, with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to brayandscarf.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. And as the morning wears on this holiday, we're seeing a couple of accidents now. Right now, first off, in Silver Spring, University Boulevard West at Arcola Avenue. Police are on the scene. And another crash, 95 southbound at 644. An accident that's been there for a while. The Beltway's inner loop and outer loop moving along quite well. And 395's HOV lanes in both directions between the 95 HOV lanes and the 14th Street Bridge. Restrictions have been lifted because of the holiday. Track work has the Orange Line shut down between New Carrollton and Stadium Armory stations. And right now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory is in effect through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Clouds this morning. Sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray storm possible. High 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 63 in Hyattsville, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
736, it's Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandis, how are you? 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Yeah, John Kelly said something the other day that had a lot of folks talking, and let's just hear what he had to say ahead, of course, of the Department of Homeland Security talking about terrorism. Here's what he had to say.
It's everywhere. It's constant. We've had four major terrorist attacks in a week in four different places, obviously Manchester, Egypt, Philippines, and Indonesia, by the same, generally the same groups. It's nonstop. The good news is for us in America, we have amazing people protecting us every day. DHS, obviously, FBI, fighting the away game is DOD, Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, working with these incredible allies we have in Europe and around the world. But it can happen almost here anytime. I was telling Steve on the way in here, if he knew what I know about terrorism, he'd never leave the house.
Well, I must say that was certainly confidence building when I heard that comment by John Kelly. Although I will say that I'm appreciative of the efforts of our government to keep us safe. But that actually jives with a new poll that shows that keeping myself or my family safe is one of the main priorities of Americans today. They do this poll every year, and they talk about what the anxiety drivers are in America today. And of course, terrorism is top of the heap. Also, keep keeping each other, keeping ourselves healthy is another one as well. But one of the things that I find fascinating is there does seem to be two different worlds today. There is the world from inside the Beltway and what the media covers, and then there is what the rest of us think about and worry about on a daily basis. Now, if you listen to the media, they will tell you, the mainstream media, they will tell you that the biggest story in America today, the biggest concern in America today is, of course, all of this collusion discussions with President Trump and the Russians. Now, whether or not you believe that or not is, you know, up to you. I personally don't believe there is any collusion between President Trump and the Russians. Now, what's the big topic for today? That is that Jared Kushner was trying to set up some sort of a back channel between the White House and the Russians during the transition. That as well, a big story that we continue to cover here on WMAL. But when it comes to keeping ourselves safe, certainly there's a number of different ways you could talk about that. With radical Islamic terrorism on this Memorial Day Monday, that is one of those things that we're always worried about, is terror attacks. But it is along those lines of what it is that Americans are truly worried about on this Memorial Day weekend, this story that I find fascinating. We all are concerned about putting veterans back to work. Well, it looks like the Democrats are looking to put veterans back to work for them. Now, we've been talking about for the past, what, week or two now, about, and there was an article in The Hill, and it talked about how Democrats are expecting this huge wave of House seats in 2018 during the midterm elections. They're thinking that because of President Trump and his bombastic style, that they're going to see a lot of House seats going back to the left during the midterm election. And again, the headline was that the Democrats are expecting a wave of new seats. And part of that campaign for the left, for the Democrats, is going out and trying to recruit veterans to run for some of these House seats. This is from the Associated Press. Democrats hope to enlist military veterans in, they say, another type of fight for majority control of the House. Looking ahead to next year's elections, Democrats are trying to recruit at least 24 military veterans to challenge Republican incumbents, arguing that candidates with a military background on their resume appeal to independent voters and can help the party break the GOP grip on Washington. Now, they have a couple of quotes that I'm just going to read to you, because I think that these quotes will tell you a lot about the direction that the left is trying to go in. But when I read you the quotes, you'll think, well, wait a minute. Let's look at what these people are saying and what the proof is as it relates to which of these two political parties, the left or the right, the Democrats or the Republicans, are really pro-America and pro-military. Now, a guy by the name of Seth Moulton, he's a Democrat out of Massachusetts, had this to say. Veterans have had the experience of putting the country first before personal politics and party dictates. I appreciate what Seth Moulton has to say. I would agree with him that veterans do have that kind of experience. Although, when you look at the quotes of some of these folks that are running against the Republicans, it's clear that they are not doing that. Now, we know the party needs to pick up 24 seats to reclaim a House majority next November, and so they have a couple of names here that I'm going to give to you. In the Philadelphia suburbs, former Air Force officer Chrissy Houlihan is challenging two-term Republican Representative Ryan Costello in one of the 23 districts where Hillary Clinton topped Donald Trump in November. Now, outside Denver, former Army Ranger and combat veteran Jason Crow, who is a one-time campaign advisor to Obama, is running for the seat held by another GOP veteran, Mike Kaufman. Now, both of these Democrats who are veterans are saying that they are running because they don't necessarily like President Trump or the campaign that he has run. So we're going to talk about that and their exact quotes coming up next right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. We've got traffic and weather together coming up next.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag!
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:45, mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. We had an accident in Silver Spring, University Boulevard West at Arcola Avenue. Well, I'm happy to tell you it's gone. It's been cleared. 95 southbound at 644. We're still dealing with a crash. It's on the shoulder. 270 southbound from 70 to 121. It's a 15-minute trip, just a little bit slower than it would normally be. The George Washington Parkway headed southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 14-minute commute. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the bridge, a 12-minute commute. And 66 headed west from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway. It's about 11 or 12. Mass Transit pretty much on the schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Coastal flood advisory through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon with a stray shower storm possible. Warmer 84, 64 tonight. Cloudy Tuesday with a stray storm, 77. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Memorial Day weekend. And Democrats are looking for veterans to take on the Republicans. Listen to this. This is really interesting because, and listen, I'm all for veterans going back to work, obviously. Are they the right ones to take on Republicans? I think, first of all, this is a brilliant move by the Democrats to try and recruit veterans to run against Republicans. Although I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll have to see what happens. Traditionally, the conservatives and conservatism is right there in line with being pro-military. So we'll see if this is kind of a branding effort by the Democrats as they try to retake the House and what they are hoping for anyway is some sort of a wave of new names coming into the House of Representatives. And so I want to tell you some of these quotes from some of these military members, very respectful members of the military, who are coming out now and being very anti-Donald Trump. Now, the interesting thing is that Seth Moulton, a Democrat out of Massachusetts, he said, as they try and recruit these Democrats, veterans have had the experience of putting the country first before personal politics and party dictates, which is all fine and well. But listen to some of these quotes from some of these veterans who are running under the Democrats for some of these seats in the House of Representatives. One guy, her name is Chrissy Houlihan, and she is running in Pennsylvania. She says, all the bravado and the wailing and gnashing of teeth is not the way we conduct ourselves as professional service members, she says of Donald Trump's rhetoric. Now, I would have to say this. When you look at what happened to the military under Barack Obama, He cut the military. We also know in military spending, we also know what happened with the VA, about how President Obama threw millions of dollars at the VA, but the VA is still an absolute train wreck. So while I do understand that they seem to be worried about some of the quote-unquote things that Donald Trump has said, some of the divisive things that Donald Trump has said, the truth of the matter is that President Trump is trying to spend more money on the military, and he's been saying all along that we also need to fix the VA, which is something the Democrats have said they want to do, but they have never actually done. Another Democrat says, I'm deeply troubled by President Trump and what he's trying to do to our country and our democracy. I would have to ask, okay, so what is he trying to do to our country? He's trying to keep our country safe, which is why when I was talking earlier about this poll that shows that the majority of Americans are worried about keeping our families safe, that is at the top of the list as far as what people are worried about. So if you're going to sit here and talk about what President Trump is trying to do, quote unquote, trying to do to our country, I would have to say that the president is simply trying to keep America safe again. This particular Democrat, also a veteran, also saying, we know what it's like to serve the country in non-political ways, and we're standing up to say that the system is broken. I would agree. The system is absolutely broken. And after 8 years of President Obama, I would have to ask the question, what did he do? What did the Democrats do to fix it? Adding that any military unit brings together Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated, every different background, every part of the country, urban, rural, every rung of the economic ladder, and they have to come together very quickly or the mission fails. I would agree with that, but I would also say this, and I mean this with all due respect to these Democrats who are planning to run against Republicans in the House of Representatives as they try and take over the House of Representatives in 2018 and in 2020 as well. And that is the fact that you can say these things and you can talk about how you are going to be the party of unifiers, but what we know is that as a unifying party from the left, they have been anything but unifying. As a matter of fact, part of their brand these days is that they are simply the party of outrage. And that is what we've seen time and time again. As a matter of fact, when you look at some of the things that the Democrats have been doing over the past couple of months, it's beyond moronic. It is divisive. And it's something that is not doing America any good. We can talk about the town hall meetings where conservatives are simply trying to talk to those people who they are serving about things like health care, about things like the military, about things like radical Islamic terrorism, about our schools, about local budgets, about federal budgets, you name it. You know the stories because you've been hearing them time and time and time again about how conservatives are going up on stage trying to speak to their constituents only to be shouted down over and over again by the party of outrage. So it's very easy for these Democrats to come out and talk about how President Trump is doing nothing but wailing and gnashing his teeth and all of these other things and how that's not the way we conduct ourselves as professional service members. I would say that I appreciate that notion. But if you're willing to join the party of outrage, if you're willing to join the party that has done nothing, and I'm talking about the Democrats now, the party that has done nothing to honor the military, then I think that's unfortunate. Now, I applaud these veterans for wanting to take part in our democracy, and I appreciate the fact that they are looking to do whatever they can to make America great again. I guess my question is this. What will they be able to do within the party of the Democrats to fix the VA and to increase military spending? Because there's a lot of folks, including, I believe, John McCain, who came out and said that the amount of money that President Trump wants to increase for our military, which, if I'm not mistaken, is about 10%, is not enough. So there's a number of different things that these veterans running for the Democrats, trying to unseat Republicans in the House of Representatives, there's a lot of soul searching, at least in my opinion, that they have to do. Because we know that after 8 years of President Obama, the military spending has been cut, ISIS is rampaging, and the VA is an absolute mess. Good luck to them. If that's their strategy, then I don't think they're going to be successful because the history and the record of the left is one, in my opinion that disrespects the military. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I love my one-touch ultra meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The one-touch brand makes the VarioFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Now, technically, upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The one-touch VarioFlex meter has ColorSure technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your Walgreens pharmacist about getting the OneTouch VarioFlex meter. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Corollas from $149 a month. Prius from $279 a month. Siennas from $309 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin. Under Virginia's largest American flag. LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a Veterans Memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
7:55, mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together. We do it every 10 minutes, first on the fives, with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. How you doing? Keep in mind that the Memorial Day Parade, Washington's Memorial Day Parade, kicks off later this afternoon, but early this morning, about another hour or so, we'll have some road closures. 7th Street and Constitution Avenue will be shut down, and then at 1 o'clock, we'll have even more road closures. So keep that in mind. This report sponsored by Sun and Ski. And, of course, 395 HOV lanes in both directions because it is a holiday between the 95 HOV lanes and the 14th Street Bridge. Restrictions have been lifted. An accident on 95 in Virginia southbound at 644. It's on the shoulder but still causing some delays. Be careful. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway. It's an 11-minute trip. And the Anacostia Freeway headed south from the BW Parkway to the bridge. It's about a 5 or 6 minute commute. You know, the more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you'll save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski Patio Sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Memorial Day. Sunshine will mix in through the afternoon. A stray shower storm possible this afternoon. High 84. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 63 degrees in our nation's capital.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing, and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow! Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds Team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
today.
If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. My friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
People are really left, in some ways, emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
More lessons online at wintertroxell.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell on WMAL.
It's coming up on 8 o'clock on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. When Mornings on the Mall continues, President Trump returns to the White House with an effective trip abroad and challenges at home. Details next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9.